And I thought I'd ask you to read the introduction to your essay, Juju and Cuckoo. And that is really a wonderful map.
New Orleans has always been full of things to make you well. Traditional and alternative healing practices, often practiced and passed on by women, and more than 250 years of free medical care for the poor at Charity Hospital before it closed. It was at least equally full of things to make you sick, from the epidemics of yellow fever in the 19th century to the modern-day industrial corridor of petrochemical plants and oil refineries nicknamed Cancer Alley. New Orleans has been a place of tender care, exquisite food, extravagance, madness, deprivation, and woe. One festival called Southern Decadence, and a more recent one celebrating alcohol. It still has various forms of commemoration of Marie Laveau, the Creole voodoo queen and reputed healer. One hallmark of the place is affectionate tolerance for eccentrics. From the campy son of an old French family, who Tennessee Williams recalled, strolled the French Quarter in the 1930s with a tiny cut glass bottle of smelling salts in liquid form, and at the approach of a woman or girl, would stop and lean against a wall with the stricken whisper of, "Passant," and sniff his counteractive vial until the lady had passed. To Ruthie the Duck Lady, a quarter regular, sometimes on roller skates, sometimes sporting a bridal veil, often with a duck entourage, until her demise in 2008. Maybe the clearest way to say it is that this is a city of volatility, rapture, rawness, and visits to the edge, sometimes with a return ticket, and sometimes not. And this is a map of that facet of the city.
Taking care of crazy. I love it.